Friends, the chapter which we are going to discuss is the chapter 59, and it is on the emerging payment system. Many times you have come across with the situation where online transaction you have done. Online, this is online, has got a different meaning altogether. Which system the customer is using, that you must know as a banker. Okay, so there are various payment systems available in the market. Bank has also tied up with those entities. Any problem comes in this, you must know how the systems are functioning and what is the proper solution, and when and at what point of time you should contact to the vendor. Okay, so in digitalization, now gone those days where you have to carry your checkbook, you have to carry cash personally. If you carry only your mobile, everything will be, life will be very easy for you. And this is what the thinking of the common person also. So almost each person is using the mobile. So the system, payment system, are all moving around the mobile systems, whether it is Android or whether it is iOS. Either of the phone that should be, that is also held by the individuals. And all payment system for their banking accounts are downloaded or available in the mobile itself. They need not go to the bank. So, as to support to the common man while using these systems, payment system on its mobile, you being a banker must know what happens in what type of application, right? So now let us see, understand one by one, what are those the payment systems. For understanding of this emerging payment systems, we have taken certain clues from the market, and in this chapter we have formulated certain guiding principle and certain additional information for you. All of you may not be aware what the content of the payment system is. Therefore, this chapter helps you to understand these emerging payment systems. While using the payment system at the choice and convenience of the customer, bank should see that the user will be satisfied. User will be satisfied. Our first chapter, customer satisfaction. These services are supported, okay, by the speedy transfer of funds from one bank to another bank account, from one person to another person, with a minimum defined time and without any hassles. That is the best payment system. Let us understand these various payment systems which are active in the market. One of the major objectives of the Digital India is to achieve faceless, paperless and cashless. Faceless, paperless and cashless payment system status. The promotion of the Digital India payment has been accorded the highest priority by the Government of India to bring each and every segment of our country under the formal fold of digital payment services. Digital payment services. So, during last 3 to 5 years, if you have seen, the digital payment transactions have registered unprecedented growth in India. easy and convenient mode of the digital payments such as Bharat Interface for Money. Bharat Interface for Money means what? It is a BHIM. Bharat Interface for Money is a BHIM, Unified Payment Interface. BHIM UPI, in short we call it as BHIM UPI. Each bank is having this on their mobile application, BHIM UPI. Then immediate payment system, IMPS. Immediate payment system, long form of IMPS is immediate payment system, IMPS. Then prepaid payment instruments, that is PPI. Then National Electronic Toll Collection, NETC, FASTag, while traveling through the highway. You have the NETC approved, National Electronic Toll Free Collection System. They have registered with the substantial growth and have transformed the digital payment ecosystem by increasing person-to-person, that is P2P, person-to-person, as well as person-to-merchant, that is P2M payments. Now, the pre-exist payment mode, such as which one are the payments, pre-exist payment mode? Debit cards. Then the cards, other credit cards. Then RTGS, that is real-time gross settlement. NEFT, that is National Electronic Transfer Funds. These are common. These are common. They are also achieving the fast pace. Only thing is that in that amount involved is little bit more. One by one we will see. Now BHIM UPI, BHIM application, which is available on your Android, any bank's mobile banking application, which is a preferred payment system used by the users. The Government of India has launched a digital payment solution, e-Rupee, that is electronic rupee, which is a cashless and contactless instrument for digital payment, which is expected to play a huge role in making the direct benefit transfer, that is DBT, more effective in digital transaction in the country. All these facilities together have created a robust ecosystem and digital finance economy. Now, modes of digital payments. There are 5 to 6 modes of digital payments that we are going to discuss now, one by one. Now, first one, Unified Payment Interface, that is UPI. This term always used, UPI, Unified Payment Interface. Under the Unified Payment Interface, what is this Unified Payment Interface, UPI means? This is a system. This is a system that powers the multiple bank account into a single mobile application, merging several banking features, seamless funds routing, and merchant payment into one hood. That is UPI. This caters peer-to-peer, collect the requests which can be scheduled and paid as per the requirement and the convenience of the person. Now, IMPS, UPI we have seen, Unified Payment Interface. Now, IMPS. What is this IMPS? Instant transfer of funds from one account to another account. Maybe your own account, maybe some different account, maybe with your bank, maybe with a different bank. That is IMPS. IMPS offers 24/7 services of interbank electronic transfer of funds, which is capable of processing person-to-person, person-to-account, and person-to-merchant remittances via mobile, internet, and the ATM. It is multi-channel and multi-dimensional platform that makes the payment possible within a fraction of the second with all its standard, and integrity, which is maintained for the security which is required even for high worth transactions in IMPS. Second one is BHIM application, BHIM, Bharat Interface for Money. BHIM is also a mobile application like IMPS, mobile application for easy quick payment transaction using UPI, that is Unified Payment System. And in this, user can make an instant bank-to-bank payment, pay and collect the money using the mobile number, bank account and IFSC code, Aadhaar number for the virtual payment address VPA. This BHIM application is available in more than 20 languages, regional languages. And the user can make the transaction using from their feature phones as well as by dialing *99#, you dial it, required regional language, you can very well choose it and then make the transfer. BHIM is a digital payment solution app which is based on Unified Payment System, that is Unified Payment Interface, UPI, from the National Payment Corporation of India, NPCI, the umbrella organization for all the retail payment system in India. What are the features of BHIM application? This is QR based scan and pay option available. To generate your own QR code option is also available. You can generate your own QR code. That option is available. Then option to serve your beneficiaries for the future reference. It has an access transaction history and request the balance anytime. Create, reset and change UPI pin. Pin as also you can change it. Report, issue and call bank facilities are given to the lodge complaint. FAQ section, frequently asked questions, that is FAQ section, is created in this BHIM app to answer all your queries regarding the BHIM. This is available in two languages, English and in Hindi. Another payment system is UPI 123 Pay. This is also an instant payment system for feature phone users who can use the Unified Payment Interface, that is UPI payment services, in a safe and secure manner. This feature phone users will now be able to undertake a host of transactions which is based on your four technology alternatives. They include calling an IVR. IVR means what? IVR means interactive voice response. IVR number, app functionality in feature phones, missed call based approach, and proximity sound based payment. That is available in UPI 123 Pay. Then UPI Lite. What is UPI Lite? UPI Lite offers the wallet in BHIM UPI app. This is the wallet in BHIM UPI. Okay. For an amount up to Rs. 2000 on smartphone. This eliminates the need for the user to first obtain the electronic authorization from his or her bank while making the payment, offering the user better experience in terms of improved speed and the transaction success rate. Fifth one is a card, which includes RuPay debit card also. The debit card, one of the many payment modes, are issued by the banks that allows the individuals to purchase the items at the physical stores through the point of sale, this device, or through the e-commerce marketplace. For that purpose, debit card can be used. The RuPay debit card, which is denominated in rupee also, it is developed by NPCI, that is National Payment Corporation of India. This was launched by the government of India to allow the individuals to make the payment digitally. And to get the RuPay debit card, you can reach to your bank and ask them for issue to you one. Next one is immediate payment services, that is IMPS. IMPS, immediate payment service. This is a real-time interbank electronic funds transfer. This service is capable of processing person-to-person, person-to-account, and person-to-merchant transactions. Any individual can make the payment 24/7, that is day and night, using their mobile number, Aadhaar number, bank account, and IFSC code. User can access the IMPS through multiple channels such as mobile, internet, ATM, and SMS. Next one is Aadhaar enabled payment system, that is AEPS, Aadhaar card. Aadhaar enabled payment system. This is the model which is led by the bank, which allows the online interoperable financial inclusion, transaction at point of sale, that is POS, which is called as a micro ATM, Okay, through the business correspondent of any bank using the Aadhaar authentication. At remote places, at hilly region, there is no bank, there is no shop, but there is an Aadhaar card is issued. Based on that Aadhaar card, wherever they are maintaining the account, or is there any shop is there, authentication by way of Aadhaar card can be made, and small digital, small mobile will be provided to any shop owner or panbidi wala. He can make the payment to him. That is the financial inclusion. Okay, financial inclusion. Business correspondent who is appointed, wherever there is no branch of the bank, any shop owner or any good institution can act as a business correspondent for various banks. And the tie-up arrangement with that bank is made so as to make available the payment by opening the account, bank account, which will be verified, the funds which are remitted through this Aadhaar-enabled card by authenticity can be established by Aadhaar number at the response time, and payment can be made, account can be debited of the customer wherever it is maintained. This is very useful in hilly areas, unbanked areas, where business correspondent models are very active. Aadhaar enabled payment system allows you to do the six type of transactions where the inputs are required for the customer to do a transaction is name of the bank, then Aadhaar number, then fingerprint which is captured during the enrollment of that Aadhaar. Banking services which are offered by Aadhaar enabled payment system are cash deposit, cash withdrawal, balance inquiry, mini statement, Aadhaar to Aadhaar fund transfer, authentication and Bheem Aadhaar Pay. Next system will be the Bheem Aadhaar Pay. Bheem Aadhaar Pay enables the merchants to receive a digital payment from the customer over a counter through the Aadhaar authentication. Aadhaar number can be provided. And this allows for any merchant associated with any acquiring bank live on the Bheem Aadhaar Pay to accept the payment from the customer of any bank by authenticating the customer biometrics. To be able to effect the same, the merchant should have an Android mobile with Bheem Aadhaar app and certified biometric scanner which is attached to the mobile phone, that is kiosk or tablet or USB port or micro ATM POS or MPOS. Both the customer and merchant should have their Aadhaar linked to their bank account. That is the condition. Next one is the Bharat Bill Payment System, BBPS. Bharat Bill Payment System. Bharat Bill Payment System is one-stop platform that provides an interoperability and easily accessible recurring and bill payment services to the consumer via multiple channels like internet banking, mobile apps, UPI, etc. So, the user will be able to pay the bill across the various categories including electricity payment, gas payment, water bill payment, telecommunication, direct to home or DTH, that is TV connections, etc. This is the application, that is Bharat Bill Payment System, will be used quick payment for these services. Next will be National Electronic Toll Clearance, Toll Collection, NETC, National Electro Toll System. This NETC FASTag, this provides an easy and convenient digital payment mechanism for the toll payments. When you highway or express highway, whenever you are passing, the FASTag will be provided. The mechanism or the digital use of the National Electronic Toll Collection, that is FASTag, is utilized for collecting the funds which is linked to the bank account. This is also an interoperable solution which is available to the individual nationals nationwide, allwhere, anywhere, and with the use of radio frequency identification, RFID, radio frequency identification, this technology is used in FASTag. Which technology is used in FASTag? RFID, that is radio frequency identification, RFID technology is used in NETC FASTag. The FASTag device allows for making the toll payments directly while the individual vehicle is in the motion. Then next one is e-rupee. That is, electronic rupee is a person and purpose specific contactless and cashless digital payment solution. This can be issued as a prepaid QR code or SMS based electronic voucher which can be used by the government or private organization for delivery of the specific subsidy or welfare benefits to the targeted citizens. Beneficiary will be able to redeem this e-rupee voucher without a card and digital payment app or internet banking access at the merchant accepting this e-rupee simply by showing the SMS or QR code. This contactless e-rupee is easy, safe and secure as it keeps the details of the beneficiaries completely confidential. Entire transaction process through this voucher is relatively faster and at the same time reliable as the required amount is already stored in the voucher. Next one is unstructured supplementary services data, USSD. Unstructured supplementary service data. This is also called as the star 99 hash service on unstructured supplementary service data. The star 99 hash is USSD based digital payment and the banking services. This is also one of the payment system, very good payment system. What is happening here? Customer can avail these services by dialing star 99 hash, a common number across all the telecom service providers, TSPs, on their mobile number and transact through an interactive menu which is displayed on the mobile screen. Once you call star 99 hash, all the menu will be appearing on your mobile. Okay. Currently, this is offered by almost all leading banks and all GSM service providers. And this can be accessed in 13 different languages, including Hindi and English. The key services which are offered star 99 hash service includes the interbank account to account funds transfer, then balance inquiry and mini statement besides the host of other services. One of the innovative payment system which is launched by NPCI includes star 99 hash service which works on unstructured supplementary service data. That is USSD channel. This service was launched envisaging that the potential of the mobile banking and need for the immediate low value remittances, which will help the financial depending upon the inclusion of underbanked society, that is financial inclusion, remote places, hilly regions where no banking facility is available. Okay. In the mainstream of the, to bring them in the mainstream of the banking facility. Therefore, star 99 hash service is a part of Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan Yojana, PMJDY. So this service, that is star 99 hash, this service has been launched to take the banking services to every common man across the country. In addition, the star 99 hash service is unique interoperable direct to the consumer service that brings together the diverse ecosystem partners such as bank and TSP. Okay, that is telecom service provider. TSP means telecom service providers. This is a common technology platform devised by NPCI, which allow the banks and the telecom service providers, that is TSP, to seamlessly integrate with each other to provide the banking services to the customer at large over mobile phones, basics, as well as smartphones. So friends, with this, we conclude our discussion on the various payment systems that is used by your clients, your customers in retail banking. Okay, so you must know which will be the beneficial to your type of customer, and therefore this part is included in your syllabus. So thank you very much.